This is the mixtape here on KGRG FM. What is up, Peter?
Oh, hey, you know, about to do this great mixtape, right?
Yes.
Get people upbeat for the very end of the show.
Yes.
Took a little dive with some grimy Nirvana. That documentary you're talking about, Soaked in Bleach, where, you know, Courtney Love could be the culprit, but we're bringing you back on your nice drive, or if you're listening on the app, just bring it right back with some upbeat music. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I could get into, I could go into, like I said, those documentaries. I could talk for a full day.
Right. Yeah.
On each. But
same my lingerie party thing. I was like, you know, I could go on forever, but let me just get the highlights out of here. Hell yeah.
But you know, that's an idea to do a podcast about
lingerie party. Oh wait. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, right. No, totally. You're right.
Music documentaries.
Music documentaries. That's, yes, of course. That's the idea.
I've seen a ton.
Yeah.
I've seen a ton. But.
Hell yeah.
You're listening to the mixtape, so now it is the end of the show. So we are going to play a little mixtape that we conjured up.
That's right. Very sexy playlist of what we feel is upbeat. Leaving you off on a good note at the end of every show. Sometimes, actually, it can be what makes you sad, but that's when it was like raining really tough, and all we could do was just like wipe our tears with more tears.
Yeah, but we thought for today, let's just go for some really upbeat songs that you know, just make you feel good. And even if they're a little sad, it's like it just sounds so good that you can't help but like move a little.
Right. And I just remember two songs. Mm-hmm. Obviously the one I picked, and then like the special one that makes you just
I think I know what you're talking about.
You're gonna prance no matter what you do. It's from a famous movie that we all have seen,
and if you haven't, shame on you.
Yeah, but they'll know when the violin comes in.
Yes. So the don't give it away.
That's it.
Don't give it
it's
away.
It's a little tiny teaser, just my little whistle.
So let's start it off with Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Like yes.
Because you wanted it so badly.
My pick, baby. Just like, there's so many Queen songs, but this one, man, this is like, I mean, yeah. So I was thinking of the snow when it comes to this, but
maybe
yeah, this
because
one gets
they were
down.
Like dressed in white in that music video.
I didn't know the music video.
But
yeah.
There we are. You just feel good listening to this song.
Snapping your finger 101 music right here is just like crazy little thing called love.
It's kind of funny how Queen did this song, but it almost has like a country feel to it.
It is. It really, like, yeah, you
they're
almost
British.
Think. It's like they were almost diving into folk.
Almost.
But then they're like, whoa, hey now, we're still Queen. And Freddie Mercury just. Ba-da-da.
Oh, man.
Oh, snap. We got one on the request line.
All right, you take that, Peter.
Yeah.
All right.
You ramble at this.
I will. I'll ramble. All right. So this is Queen, Crazy Little Thing to Love. If this is something that you agree with, call us like someone did right now and tell us that you like it. Or perhaps we're going to get into some songs that you don't really agree with. But you know what? I think that's kind of hard to believe because we have a jamming list of songs.
All right, I'm back.
You're back? All right.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Just our timing. Our correspondent, Dirty Dean, had to let us know that he knows all the lyrics to the song.
Good.
He literally, I pick up, and he's just like, he's like a few seconds off with our little delay or whatever. And,
yeah.
But hey, you know what? Hey, shout out Dirty Dean. He's listening, and we always love you.
Yeah.
But he just kept singing. I was like, all right, you know what? I'll convey the message.
Yes.
Yeah. But hell yeah. That is a great first song to start off with.
This is definitely snap your fingers sort of stuff.
Oh yeah. Anyone driving in this dreadful traffic, you're welcome.
Ready, Freddy. Haha, Freddie Mercury. Get it.
I haven't heard that one since the 80s.
When you weren't born, or were you born?
In the fetus.
In the fetus.
I was thinking, this is not bad. No.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's bring this down, because I'm really excited for this next one. It is like one of my all-time favorite songs.
Bring it.
I think I'm going to get really into this band. I feel it coming on.
Bring it.
Okay, up next we have Can't Heat by Jamiroquai. You know this song.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The band, I'm like, the group, I'm like, what? Good God. Swivel, swivel. Oh my God. It's like I don't even want to talk over this. It's so beautiful. Everybody now does Napoleon Dynamite Shuffle.
Yes, boom, exactly. Boom.
Do the disco hands.
Do the whole point.
I just need my boots. Oh, God.
Normally, I don't really have rhythm, but with this song, I like...
You can't not have rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
It makes white people dance. Fact. It
makes all people dance, even no matter how dance challenged they are.
Oh, I just mean it helps white people dance. Yes, like it puts the groove back in there. Oh, yeah.
I gotta bring it down a little.
Yeah, we could do that forever. We each be like, hey, you know what? This is repeat. We need another rerun of that.
I'm gonna play this in my car after this.
So is everyone else. So you what?
If you haven't watched Napoleon Dynamite lately, this might be your sign that you need to.
There's that build up too, that violin.
Yeah, like the little keyboard.
Oh, I love it. Is this like their one hit?
I don't know. I don't know too much about this.
Because if they have any other bangers like this, I'm gonna buy an album.
Okay, to be honest, I was kind of listening to a few other songs, and I thought they were all pretty good.
Yeah.
They all kind of get down like this.
Hell yeah, bringing disco back, tried.
Like funk, or I don't know.
Yeah, I'd put it under funk. Funky funk. Where was Marky Mark? Trying to get the funky bunch going.
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I need to turn this down because yep. I'm gonna keep listening.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
song.
Yeah. We need to.
Gotta move it. It's 5 minutes and 31 seconds, and I could listen to it all day.
Right. It's like it's not enough. It's like on YouTube where they have those like things that are. It's a 10-hour loop. That could be a 10-hour loop, and I wouldn't be mad.
Oh yeah. 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 If someone could like make it to where it doesn't even feel like it ends.
No.
It's just a continuous...
Just that violin progression happening all the time. You're like, it just never ends.
It just never ends. Yeah. Well, here's another good song. This is our number 3 pick for an upbeat mixtape mm-hmm. that you should listen to when you
feeling
just want to feel
upbeat.
Good. It is 19-2000, the Soulchild remix.
Oh,
Gorillaz.
God. I forgot this was on there.
You ready?
I've been ready. It's just the music that you choose, guys. That's all it is. The world is spinning. Oh, God, are you kidding me? Take the dump on the old version, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the original, but this one just... I want to make my own shoes. I'll tell you that. Oh, yeah. And it's cool, you know, it's... What's weird is Gorillaz is such a... It's hard to categorize them. Where you're like, I mean, this isn't... This is an alternative, you know, but it's that, you know, yeah. It's like good.
This is like one of their more upbeat songs, and they really don't have many.
Nothing like this, that's for sure.
Yeah. I love Noodle.
This is like a song where, like, I mean, yeah, if you're in the car, you like you can't even just like move your hips to it. You gotta like swerve on the road just to like.
Well,
you
don't
know,
do that.
Fully get. Oh no, no. In an empty parking lot, of course, is what I'd recommend. Yeah. But you know, yes. Not encouraging anything like that. Oh, where's my lighter? Oops. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah. So that's our number 3 pick.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with Gorillaz, especially
no,
that song.
Not
that's,
at all.
That's such a good remix. Like sometimes I really don't like remixes.
Yeah.
I just feel like the song gets lost. But that one, it just got like reamped. Like it was
yeah.
just It's yeah, just bigger
that's the song, like one of the things I was referencing where like you can get broken up with and then you're going to listen to that song. You're not going to cry to it. You're going to be like, you're going to be upset, but you're still going to be hip walking and snapping your fingers. Be like, you know what? I am kind of mad, but.
Forget that.
Soul Child, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as I kind of hinted on earlier, sometimes there are sad songs that you can still dance to.
Uh-oh.
And you can groove to.
Is this one of them?
This is one of them.
Uh-oh.
But I promise we'll go back to the happy stuff.
I'll have to roast if it gets too sad.
You know the song. Hit
the abort button.
You know the song. It feels so good. It's just kind of the words are sad.
It hurts so good.
Is
that the better statement?
Here he goes.
Oh, are you kidding me? This is great.
It's a little slowish.
I didn't know you were actually going to put this in there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. This is great.
Oh. Oh, hello, internet.
Ooh, internet's cutting out.
It's good. Okay. We're good. We're back.
You had to smack it real quick.
I gave it a stern look.
Like, hey. There you go.
And it got in line.
That's what I was telling the lady at the laundry party. You don't have to go oh.
Oh my goodness.
I know, I just...
You
I
had
don't
to.
I'm just running out of ideas. I'm just trying. Oh God.
So, this one, I mean, you can debate whether it's upbeat.
It's like smoking a joint upbeat. That's what it is. It's kind of just that you're chilling. It's not like those where like you get out and dance. This is just like, it's a good day, you know?
Yeah.
This is what I see, a sunny day every time I hear this song, you know? It's one of those.
It's like one that you can like lip sync to a friend. Just in the car, you're like, I don't know, be really dramatic about it.
Totally, yeah.
But totally enjoy yourself.
It's one especially that you can lip sync and not many people know you don't know the lyrics. You kind of just do that thing where you're like, and you're not even like right with it, but like yeah, people are like, you know, I can't really tell, but I'm gonna take your word that you know the lyrics, you know? There's sometimes that happens.
You can never go wrong with Led Zeppelin.
No.
In any way.
No.
Shape or form.
You can do, yeah. Led Zeppelin's like Queen, where it has every sort of vibe.
Oh yeah, definitely. They totally evolved over a large span of years. But yeah. I feel good listening to it.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just address yourself. You're like, I get a good body high from this. Yeah. Hell yeah.
It definitely makes me want to like sway and start singing.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it is like that upbeat hippies at a concert. Just like, yeah.
Yeah, it's upbeat.
Woodstock, bro.
Woodstock 69.
Woodstock 69, brother.
I remember when I saw Jimi Hendrix in the flesh.
Oh.
Janis Joplin gave me a high five.
If only.
If only.
Is that our last song?
No, we have one more.
One more, huh?
Yeah. Let's bring this down and... Oh.
I'm still blanking out.
You're still blanking out. You know it.
It's like I know it, but yeah.
Yeah, so last one that's going to make you bop around and dance.
Is
feel
it
good? It will.
Okay.
It's gonna make you bump.
I think I'm ready.
It's called Humpty
I'm ready
Bump.
To get ratchet.
Humpty Bump by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh God, they just said Humpty Hump. Like, whoa, we're going way format flip right here.
No,
I do the Humpty Hump.
No.
My name is Humpty.
Oh gosh, that sounded too accurate.
Right? I'm not bad with impressions, girl. Come on. My name is Humpty. All the ladies really love me. Ooh.
Oh my God!
Right, not bad. You know what?
We need to like incorporate that some way.
Yeah, just like hey, every time somebody says hump, like I just do no.
Oh God!
Something I don't know. You know, one day.
Anyway.
One day it'll be utilized.
Okay, so this song is called Humpty.
Humpty Bump. Bump.
With a B. Yes. The Red Hot Chili Peppers gonna make you dance here.
Let's yes.
Give this a little lesson.
Oh yeah, just Red Hot Chili Pepper-esque.
Oh yeah.
Is this older Red Hot Chili Peppers?
2006?
Oh, okay, Stadium Arcadium, okay.
Yes.
So it's like that older, but newer.
It's, yeah. they've been together since 84, 83.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, maybe, like, I feel like it could have been, like, 90s, but...
No.
Yeah.
Fun fact about this song, for the music video, Chris Rock directed it.
Chris, really?
They're tight.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are tight.
So, I can imagine being like, man, you white people want to use me again.
No, like, he loves them. He saw like one of their first shows in the 80s.
Whoa.
Yeah. All they wore is a sock. That one.
For somebody who like clowns on white people so much.
No, he loves them. He thinks they're really funky. And
that says a lot.
No, but also he is such a fan and loves them. They're so close. He actually inducted them into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow, like he was like the announcer and he's like, yeah, these guys deserve this.
And he talked about his like how like he heard of them and seeing one of their first shows, like within like that first year before they got a record deal.
Wow.
Yeah, like early on.
He was like, man, I thought I was going to a Grandmaster Flash concert.
Were you about to do the hand thing that he does?
No.
He does he does like a gesture with his hand.
What? Just some Anthony Kiedis or Chris Rock?
He does something with his fingers. I don't know.
Hmm. Too deep for my knowledge.
I don't know. But yeah, no. Chris Rock and the Chili Peppers are tight.
Let's embrace this real quick. Mmm. That's the way it is. You need that flea.
That
I was looking for that. Where's that flea?
There
you
go.
Okay.
Little breakdown.
Yeah. Breakdown AF.
Start freestyling.
Yeah, right.
It's gonna build. Boom.
Wait a minute.
Oh no. Yeah. Definitely is gonna make you dance.
Hell yeah. That's a staple right there. You know, really, pretty much what I've learned from this is like, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Queen, and Led Zepp fit pretty much every mood.
And Jamiroquai.
Oh, Jamiroquai. You cannot forget the good old Jamiroquai.
That we're going to just now get really into.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Like, we're actually just like, you know what, guys? We're going to have a Jamiroquai segment.
Maybe we will. We're going to get really funky.
All right.
But,
hell yeah.
Yeah, so how about we go through those? All five.
Break it down. Break it down, girl.
Boom. All right. So first we had Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen. Then we had...
That's my contribution.
Yes. Canned Heat by Jamiroquai.
Mm-hmm. Remember that. The Napoleon Dynamite song, yes. AKA. Because yeah. I don't even know the name of that song either.
Canned Heat.
And
yes.
And wait, that's the name of the song?
Yes. Canned Heat by Jamiroquai.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so also known as the Napoleon Dynamite song that he dances to at the end.
Yes.
And, oh, another fun fact, that was totally, like, improv'd, that dance.
Really?
Yeah. That's just how...
First take?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, I think that was their only take.
Wow.
Yeah, that came out of his soul.
That is, right?
Like, not choreographed in the slightest. He just felt it.
And it's unfortunate because he just does not even play that sort of character at all anymore.
No, that was like a one-time lightning in a bottle sort of thing.
Yeah, but it's like he doesn't play anything close to that. Like the next like three movies he did after that was like really serious.
Or really stupid.
Yeah, really rom-com-ish things.
But yeah, Canned Heat by Jamiroquai, mm-hmm. Napoleon Dynamite song. Then number three was 19-2000. The Soul Child remix.
Don't forget that Soul Child remix.
By Gorillaz.
The original's good, but that Soul Child though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
I think everyone knows that one specifically.
Yeah.
More than the original.
I don't know if it was in movies, but yeah, it's played. It's got some airtime.
Yeah.
Well, now it has.
Yeah, number four is, okay, to be honest, I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. It's so weirdly spelled, but I think it's Dear Maker. Dire Maker? I don't know.
Wait, what song was that?
The Led Zeppelin song.
Oh.
If you know how to pronounce that song, please tell us.
Oh, God. You know what?
It's got weird apostrophes in it.
I thought it was like something like "Don't Let Me Go" or something.
No.
Oh.
I know. It's got pretty simple lyrics.
You don't have to go.
With the most complex title. I don't know.
Weird. I know that.
Yeah. Like
interesting.
Dire Maker by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Basically what Peter just sang. If you recognize that,
mm-hmm.
that is what we played.
Yeah, exactly. Good
for
recap.
For those of you just tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Then lastly, we had Humpty Bump by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Not Humpty Hump.
Humpty Bump.
Hump D Bump.
The B.
Which, I mean, you know, they probably got off that song. They're like, how do we switch this up? Switch the H with a B. Let's go.
And that's off
Screw
of...
Screw Humpty.
That's off a really good album of theirs. It's one of those double albums.
Yeah, Snow... Or, I mean, the one with Snow on it.
Yes.
Stadium. I hate that song.
What?
I did not... I don't know. It's...
I know it's overplayed, but it's a good song.
Yeah, AF. There definitely is no question about that.
But it's a
good song. I think I was with some friends, and I don't remember where I was, but I just remember hearing where he says, "Hey yo, listen what I say yo." I'm just like, really? God, like, you know, if rappers are trying to do that, they get blown up. I find it's just like they always do that sort of thing where it's just like, yeah, listen what I say yo.
Who could
get
rhyme.
Who could get away with that besides Red Hot Chili Peppers? And the answer is nobody. They're the people, them and Beck. They can make up words, and then they're always like, I'm not going to question it, you know, I'm just going to go with it.
They're like, yeah, you're just like, they're weird, oh well.
Yeah, I swear, anybody just thinks those are great lyrics, it's like, dude, come on.
I mean, the rest of it, I think, has
Yeah,
meaning.
No, definitely pretty, yeah, like, but, yeah, God. It sucks that it's a hook, though. Yeah. It has to be a hook where it's like, listen what I say, oh. Ugh. But. I love Red Hot Chili Peppers. I can't even hate.
They're really good. They're
they
one of my,
destroy, you know?
They're one of my favorites.
One of my faves.
One of my faves? No. Yeah, so these are all songs that you can just have a good time to.
Yep. That's our upbeat mixtape.
That is our upbeat mixtape. Yeah. I'm pretty satisfied with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm more upbeat than I was before it, so it worked.
I'm going to listen to this probably... like right as I get in the car.
Honesty bars. Yes. I like it. Well, hell yeah. We've done a pretty complete show without a Danica who had to take her cat to the vet.
poor cat though.
Poor cat. Cut its paw.
Yeah.
A Danica probably did that as an excuse.
No.
I'm kidding. I know. I knew the second I said that. It's just like every girl out there listening is like, oh my God, no. It's not true.
Never.
Yeah.
Ever.
But no, Danica's a sweetheart. She would never do that.
She'd never hurt a fly.
Unless she made money off of it.
Oh, man. I'm just going to tell her you grilled her.
You know
for
what?
For the last 10 minutes.
It'll make... Oh, last 10 minutes. It's been 30 seconds. Tell her that at least.
Exaggerate.
Well, hell yeah. Yeah, we had a good playlist, good mixtape.
So anything you want to plug, anything you'd like to reiterate now that it's that time when we got to go?
Welp, let's see, you know, Twitter, Instagram, at Pete Torius, P-E-T-E, Torius, and, Saturday, EQC, Cage Sport MMA, if you like mixed martial arts, like seeing people fight, and that's it, yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, so, we're the mixtape, you mm-hmm. can listen to us from 4 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday, we got all of your... classic alternative music that we know you love.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people love. And if you ever, like right now, we have to leave and you're like, oh man.
Like, I liked that.
I like that. Play more.
There's a solution.
Yes. What is that solution, Peter?
I believe there's an app called the KGRG1 app where you can listen to it all the damn time.
What?
Holla.
Yeah, so that's our sister station,
mm-hmm.
KGRG1's.
Yep, getting down with the get down. So does a KGRG FM. Shout outs if you're listening to this right now on the app.
Definitely.
Plug on plug crime, as we said.
Plug on plug. But mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to get this out of the way. Little ID before we get off. You are listening to KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Summoner Lake Taps 89.3 FM.
Bars. Boom. Commercial bars.
Boom.
I like it.
Legal stuff.
Hell yeah.
That only we worry about.
Officially legal.
Yes. So thanks for listening. We're The Mixtape. We'll be back with more alternative music. Hope you've enjoyed. If you have any suggestions, song suggestions that you'd like to hear on our show, we have a Facebook page, The Mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
You can see our little logo that I made on good old Microsoft Paint.
Hell yeah. You know what? It's just a start.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll get back to that regular rotation.
Yep. All right. See you next week.
See ya.